So it's recording.
Okay, I'll just explain what I did. And my question is already if it's valuable or not, or how it can be valuable, this combination of documents. So I can leave it here.
Yeah.
First, I was filming the duos. So
during which class?
The class of Juliana, it was. And the duos were revisiting an experience they had before and trying to make a choreography out of it, a short choreography. So first it was without aim, I was looking a bit, trying to find my position. Then I got fascinated about repetition in a frame I took.
Repetition of what?
Repetition of movement. And I just noticed, but then I was not so conscious of it. I just noticed it's the boundaries of the frame. And from that feeling, I just wanted to start to draw.
The boundary of which frame?
Literally of the frame of the camera.
Okay.
Like, I could zoom in and zoom out, but I was never so flexible as the movers were at that, I felt at that moment. So, but somehow I got fascinated about the articulations in movement. And then I took a paper and some things to draw, and I started to watch one couple. It was Louise and Erika. And I started to follow the movement energy I saw starting in the shoulder of Erika. So I got just fascinated about that. So I was really focusing on that. And then it shifted from her shoulder to the shoulder of Louise to Louise's tongue. But they had, at certain points, they had some repetition in their choreography. But still it was, at that point, a mutual learning process for them, because they were learning the movements they chose from their experience from before. They chose... so they were learning their movements to each other. So sometimes they were really immersed in the movement, but sometimes they were just communicating and talking. And actually, after that, I felt I wanted to film again. But then I noticed again, and then it became, I understood why I wanted to start to draw. And I understood the thing of the frame. And then I just, without thinking a lot, I just started to follow a little bit the movements they did. And especially while they were doing this, while they were having this repetition. Yeah, and now I'm wondering a bit. It's a personal fascination that I was following. And how I could personalize also documents or documentation, or how I could bring a certain content into documentation. How I could be active in documenting without, just being passive, but being immersed also in this. And I'm wondering, since I heard you were experimenting with moving along while you're documenting, moving along with the people who are dancing, I was wondering how you combine these things, and if you would if you would put it on the iDoc or not, or if this is something you think is valuable to share, and in what frame, or just like that, or
Well, to me, it's just what you're doing is what I'm doing. Is I'm just looking for something that interests me.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about fascination, and I just find how question myself of how I could translate my interest into other media.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be drawing, it could be filming, it could be making music, can be anything,
mm-hmm.
writing. But for me, the personal point of view is very essential. I think it's that's the very subjective point of view. It's a very valuable. It's a totally valuable place to document anything,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very valuable thing to share. So for me, it's like. Because your perspective is, you're the only one to have it, and that's what I like about the extreme subjectivity. It's like nobody will do it the same, nobody will see it the same. So to share what you see, what you experience, in your very personal way, I think that's to me a very valuable gift to anyone. So, what was your
my question was, what will you do with it? Like, I don't know if you if you made also this kind of combinations. For me, this grew naturally. Like, I was, I didn't have experience.
That's what comes first.
And then I just experienced this boundary of this frame of the camera. I experienced, what I could do while drawing, and it just, and afterwards I was a bit confused. Like, is this? What did I do actually? What can I do with it in the sense of documenting and putting it on a website or not?
But for me, it's more like it's a témoignage, you know? It's a témoignage of your experience trying to document something, which is very valuable because we're all having this question. We all have this question of, is it a document? Is it not a document? Is a personal experience is documenting someone, or like there's all this question about objectivity, subjectivity, what is a document? I mean, to me, anything can be a document. And also, like, it's not that anything can be a document, but in this context of a polyphony that we are having, because I think that's a very important point. In this context of having several point of view, then my point of view can be a document because I'm not the only one. So I'm not having the power, like, what I produce is not the official document of what is happening, is just a point of view.
Yes.
So,
but then I'm wondering,
in that sense, it gives some space for because it's shared, because there is several people expressing their opinion about what they experience. Then I feel I don't have the responsibility for being accurate or for being complete.
Yeah.
Like I take a part. I'm part of something, and but this is because it is a polyphonic documentation, which would be very different if I would be responsible for really trying to translate every aspect of one thing. So I'm just choosing one aspect, and I go for this aspect because I know other people will choose another aspect, and they will do it differently. And so we are sharing the work of documenting one thing. By several people.
I'm just wondering if we have. It's really a fragment. It's like really very small, and I'm just wondering if it doesn't get lost in such a big.
But I mean, like, what is
what I produce? What this even the combination of the things I've been producing? It was really I was focusing on a fragment. A fragment. I was really focusing. It's not a general image at all. I'm not saying it has to be. But it's really like it's coming from a shoulder and how someone is moving at a certain moment and how and communication between them and how it's evolving and also my own process, and it's like very small. It's not and it's also so different than the documentation that we're used to. Like we're used to see reportage, things like general views. Not a certain movement energy that is shifting and that is interpreted by someone being a bit a part of a group.
So what is that? Yeah, for me that's a very good reason to do it because it's not usual. And also this idea of fragment is like if you have this if you fear that it can be lost. For me already, like if you put this fragment and you put this conversation, it's already a very interesting document.
It was the 2nd of June.
And also this idea of fragment, like if you feel it's lost, so what can you do? Like, can you put it in a loop? Can you repeat it? Can you like if you want to insist that it's more present? Like, what kind of strategy can you find to that it's not disappearing?
Yeah.
Also, people on the website they can play it like again and again. It's like they want to see.